Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We're still at Torino Film Festival and we're here with Tamara Draculic. Good afternoon, Tamara.
Good afternoon.
Director of Vetar, which is in competition now, basically, in like in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Our listener can see Tamara's wonderful pink hair. Wonderful pink hair, really. I kind of envy you a little bit. Listen, I want to talk. My first question is about the plot, the story, which is a very nice and loving story with a very kind of strange and harsh young character, because your lead character, this girl, she's not very nice. She's not very relaxed. She's kind of sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
How come?
The character and story plot as well is written by Anna Rodic. She wrote, I mean, who will come at the projection will have the opportunity to meet her. And as I was choosing the lead actor, it was actually completely opposite of what you say, the girl by her character, because she is, I mean, also you will be have opportunity to see her as well. She is like the nicest and the cutest and the very introvert person in the world.
Shy.
And I don't know, like, when, as I saw her, I knew it's her, although it was quite different from what Anna wrote in the story. But somehow it was for Tamara, who is the lead role, it was kind of a challenge to find that person that was written in the story inside of herself, and she did it.
She did it really well then. If she was so shy, I mean, she's not shy at all, and she's really kind of pushy and forward.
No, she is like of those people that you have to drag the word out of her mouth. But when you do it, you hear a lot of beautiful things.
Listen, I want to ask you something about the photography of the film, because it's really, there is like two level of photography. When the scenes are shot on the beach, I mean, it's summer, so it's hot, and people are undressed, like in swimsuits and stuff. But the light is more like not very clear. When you shoot in the forest, especially the love scenes are much more glamorous. Was it a choice, or is it just me? I'm getting mad and I don't and see things that does not exist.
Well, it was my desire, but it was actually production situation in a way, because we were having, I will tell you now, like 20 days of shooting, and we needed to combine everything inside of this, and that was all that, because that means that some of the scenes we had to shoot in the mid of the day, but that is not really the best time of shooting. But actually, fortunately for me, because it was my desire, and usually directors of photography are very much against it, we finally did it, and we then the scenes that we have chosen to shoot in that time of the day were chosen for a reason.
Your film is about a classic love story, of a coming of age love story. When we are younger, we always find that love is something older, and that love is devastating, is tiresome, is it? But there is a new taste to it. I don't know how can I explain it to, but because the way, probably because of the quality of the character of the lead actress, she suffers, but I was expecting her to suffer more. I don't know why. Maybe she suffers inside it, we don't see it. How did you work on building this relationship with her, let's call it maybe first true love?
I think as far as actors are concerned, the best job that I've done was choice. Because I think cast in this film is one of the high points. There are quite a few more. And we talked a lot before the shooting, and she by herself, she was always carrying the script. She was very much thinking about it and trying to understand who Mina, main character, actually is. And that was as far as this new taste inside of it, I would say that it is very good also, because I was doing the film on a story that somebody else wrote, and my previous films are very intimate. It is like I really need to say this, and now I was having somebody else's story, And I needed to say something as well.
So you didn't do any kind of changing?
No.
And the story was like that?
Like that. And we were only, and even I obliged myself to follow the dialogues literally.
Oh.
I was, yeah, and as far as picture is concerned, including mise-en-scène and everything else, it was mine. Hmm. And so everything what I wanted, I had to do with this non-verbal way. Okay. And it was beautiful,
it was
really.
Beautiful. But because the relationship between her and her father is really amazing. Those two characters really clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she's kind of annoying, honestly, sometimes, because she's always complaining and judging, and she's, you know, she's very assertive. So
mm-hmm.
She knows things that are like this and stuff.
Yeah.
But her father is really soft. He's really like a tender
mm-hmm.
guy,
uh-huh.
very much loved.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't change anything, but can you tell us something on behalf of the writer probably about this? Why do you think she depicted that kind of relationship, father and daughter, in that way?
Well, that's like this other boy in our region is actually it was her, not her own personal story, but somebody she is closely related to. I mean, the relation between the two of them. She knew who she is speaking about. And also, like, Adabona is like freestyle community, you know, like there are a lot of people who are like as father of Mina, and I don't know, probably as well the girls who are raised in that way, you know, like it's natural to smoke weeds and it's natural, I don't know, like whatever, you're free. And also, I don't know, when we were talking about the script before, I mean, when I was just starting to prepare for everything, it was very, it's something also that is connected with the good side of old Yugoslavia, you know, something that was like, I don't know, something strong and people standing for themselves and... yeah, free.
Free.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Tamara.
Thank you.
It was
very
Tamara
much.
Drakulic, director of Vitar, mm-hmm. which is screening at the Torino Film Festival in competition, so break a leg, as
thank
we
you.
Say.
Thank you very much.
And Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.